subject of there being dialogue at the gate or at the post. And we're dealing with the restoration of Alpha and Omega fellowship. It's an old store rhema that God brought as a reminder to us and how necessary it is to walk in and be in Alpha and Omega fellowship at the post. And so we're beginning to learn about the necessity of dialogue, and that's where Alpha and Omega fellowship come in. This all is revealing authentic faith in its totality, the faith life, how to experience God, how to really walk by faith and not by sight. And that's what this whole series has been about. It's been pretty much life-changing for me again in so many different ways. It's done so much. And now he's pressing us into the area of authenticity even the more, to where we're learning to fellowship with both the Father and the Son. And there's major reasons behind learning to do this. Yes, they're one, but they move in distinct ways. They move in ministry differently one from another. They're both obviously governed and controlled by the Word, which is finished. And but one of them reveals the Word, and the other one works the Word. And the Son reveals the Word, and the Father does the works. And so now we're coming into a place where God wants to bring our post experiences to a place of completion. So the Lord has begun to remind us of the importance of Alpha and Omega fellowship. We have had the fellowship with Alpha, meaning Jesus. But where we were lacking at the post was the fellowship with Omega, which really points to the Father. The Father is the one that will finish the work. Our post instructions will come to completion as we add the Omega fellowship once again. And so we're going to really dial into that today and look more at the Father and look more at what this means. We'll pick up in just kind of a quick review in 1 John 1 and 3. Listen to this here. It says, "That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ." And that's key. A lot of the church doesn't understand that. Yes, they're one, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. They're three in one without question. But again, their ministries are different. And they do have the ability, if I can say this, the Lord teaches the ability of separation so you can acknowledge them differently. And we'll see some of that today. In the book of Revelations, he says it like this. He said, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was, which is to come, the Almighty." So now Jesus is saying, I'm both. I am the fullness of the Godhead bodily, the Bible teaches us. But there's a distinction between the two. He is the beginning and the ending. The word beginning in Alpha means the person or thing that commences. That's where Jesus, God the Son, resides there. That by which anything begins to be. And that's who begins our fellowship in the Rhema. It's coming by way of the Lord. He's the one, he says, "The words that I speak to you, they are not mine, but my Father doeth the works." And so Omega means ending, which means the conclusion of an act or state, the result. And so that's where we get to learn and where we need to learn more of fellowshipping with the Father at the post. We're hearing instructions, which is absolutely paramount. We're hearing the word of the Lord and we're taking it there. But now there's a time that at the post where the fellowship in hearing must be translated or transferred over to the Father, because the Father will endorse the amen on the works or the manifestation of the very thing you've been hearing. Amen.
Amen.
So the Father is the one that's going to endorse the manifestation of whatever breakthrough you're looking for, whatever instruction that's being told you, whatever your conversation is at the post. The Father is the one that will endorse manifestation. He is the Omega. He becomes the end results, and he will endorse the Holy Spirit to manifest the word you've been hearing by the Alpha, by Christ, by the Lord Jesus. All right. The revealing of Omega's fellowship at the post. It says here, all things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. And so the Father, we understand now his role, he is the generator. He's a person or thing that generates something. He's the originator and the transmitter of anything. So as we're hearing there at the post, it's really important to understand when Jesus has spoken to us and he's revealed and given us instruction, it's really important now to shift that your fellowship doesn't just stay in a place of hearing, but now your fellowship now moves from what you've heard to describing what you've heard and conversating with the Father about what you've heard. Jesus said that when we would see him again, he told his disciples, listen, you're going to be in sorrow for a little while, but you're going to see me again. And when you see me again, or you have an awareness of me again, at that time, don't ask me anything. He said, I tell you, verily, verily, I tell you, ask my Father and he will give it you. Ask my Father in my name. So the purpose of the transfer, you begin to hear the hearing, and what we're hearing then changes our temperament. Now we're in position to ask the Father for manifestation. And the Father will give it if he sees and hears you asking in the name of Jesus, not just using the name, but by what you've heard, you've transferred into the temperament of the Lord. And now because of that, now you're really asking in his name, because the word name, we all know, means characteristic or character or temperament. And so now that's the time of fellowship with the Father. That's what's going to finish your post experiences and the instructions that you hear at the post. The Father will be the generator. He will generate your breakthrough. He will generate your deliverance. He will endorse it. He will become the transmitter of what you're looking for. Jesus said here, he said, no man knows, he said, but the Father. He said, and who the Father is, the only one that knows who the Father is the Son. And that's why it's important to have the fellowship with him. Because at the end of that fellowship, Jesus is going to reveal the presence of the Father. I guarantee it. Amen. At the end of your hearing what he's telling you, he will move you into the dimension of where the Father is. And you will have koinonia with the Father. We're going to get real deep into this today. You'll have fellowship with the Father, and you'll be able to tell the difference. Trust me. Now, the word reveal, this is what was really powerful to me. It means to take the cover off, right? So he's going to reveal him to whom the Son will reveal. It means to take the cover off. Now, listen to this definition. It usually denotes separation. Separation of one thing from another. Jesus is going to reveal the Father outside of his own person, not with his person. He's going to actually, there'll be like a separation there. And in that separation, you will know that you're standing in the midst of the Father. Jesus is God the Son, God the Father, and God the Holy Spirit in all in one. But he will reveal and separate, and you'll see it and you'll feel it and you'll know it, that you're now in the presence of God the Father. Amen?
Amen.
So he's going to take the cover off who the Father is. He's going to reveal him to you. And in that revealing, my goodness, you are standing in the place where you are now positioned for him to manifest results, to bring the Omega to the situation, and finally bring deliverance to what you've been going through. I promise you, this is absolutely real. And it's absolutely the way that Christ and the way that the Lord or the Father has intended it in the first place. Jesus came to give us and deliver us unto the Father. This is where the Father is glorified, when he's able to cause us to bear much fruit. He's glorified there. Why? Because we have gone through the full process of the faith life, the full process of fellowship with the triune God, the full process here, not some surface style relationship or surface style fellowship. This is the full fellowship with the triune God. And so therefore we come into the place of results, and we see Omega moving on our behalf. So Jesus is talking about revealing the Father apart from himself. There's no question that they are one. The word bridges any gaps between them. But the Father's ministry to us is results. He is the vine dresser. He is the husbandman. He endorses all manifestation. That's how it works here. And so as Jesus is pouring out instruction, giving you insights to areas that are at deficits in your life, it's important to take what he's saying to the Father there. And if, in fact, this is how close they are. If this is how close they are, it's really, really powerful. And you'll even hear a distinction here. You old Ramites will know this. You know this already. You'll hear a distinction between the Father and the Son, even in this conversation he has with Philip. If we have known Jesus, we should have known the Father too. That's the facts. And that's the key to real post-fellowship. That's the key to real authentic faith too. It really is. If we have known Jesus, we should have known the Father as well. In John chapter 14, verses 6-9, if you're still with me, just say amen.
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 Amen. Here we go. In John 14, verses 6-9, it says it like this. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's a prerequisite, not just for once. That's a prerequisite for any time you're going unto the Father. You're going to reach the Father by Christ, by Jesus, by what? The now Rhema word. That's how you're going to step in to the presence of the Omega. He said, if you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, shew us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Watch this transfer right now. Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? Now Jesus began to speak, but he spoke in the person of the Father. And he's telling Philip, he said, have I been here? The question Philip had was, show us the Father. The Father then comes in and answers here, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, shew us the Father? So Jesus comes back in at the end of this verse. But the Father stepped in and said, have I been so long time with you? And yet hast thou not known me? Jesus finishes off and says, hath he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, shew us the Father? This is not just for this moment for Philip to get a revelation. But really, this points to the how fellowship should be. That if you have known, the word known means to be aware of. All right? If you've been aware of Jesus, if you're aware of Jesus at the post, if you're aware of the now word, the alpha, if you're aware of the beginning, if you're aware of him, you should also have an awareness of the Father being present too. If you don't, then the fellowship is not complete. If you have known me, you should have known the Father. The word known also is an old store definition, TGM, the Jewish idiom for sexual intercourse between a man and a woman. So now if you've had intimacy with Jesus, this is what Jesus is saying. If you've had intimacy with me, then you should have had intimacy with my Father also.
Amen.
That the fellowship won't be complete if you're only seeing me. But if I took the cover off and I've revealed this understanding about Omega, the Father, if I've given you clarity on how fellowship should be, the disciples even said, John even said, if you're going to have fellowship with us, you're going to have fellowship with both the Father and the Son, because that's who we fellowship with. We don't just stop at hearing the rhema word. We take it to the next level. We take it to the next dimension. In fact, you're going to find out that the Father is in a totally different dimension. The Father carries more weight. There's a different weight of glory when you step into the fellowship with the Father. It's different. Yes, Jesus has all power. Why? Because he's been given the word that will guide you. It starts there. If you don't have any hearing, you won't see or hear the Father. You will never come near the Father. It all starts with the rhema word. But the Father wants in on it. He wants to be the transmitter to bring forth manifestation. If you really want deliverance,
amen,
you'll take what you've been hearing and you'll take it to the Father. So now you have time with him. This is what the ministry of Jesus was all about. In fact, when we get, I believe on Thursday, when we get to it, you're going to see where it's going to end up anyhow. God is going to be all in all at the end when Jesus retreats back into him. It's just going to be God, the fullness of God, the Omega. And so now we're learning, we're being trained on how to have fellowship with God the Son and God the Father. So now we've got to have an awareness at the post that we're not just going to get downloaded into where instruction comes, but then we just leave it there. No, no, no. Take it to the next level. Fellowship now with the Father, the transmitter, the endorser, the manifest, the one that brings forth manifestation. So now it's vitally important when we're at the post to be aware of Jesus and the Father. To be aware of Jesus and the Father. Our fellowship and faith won't be complete if we don't. We should have had we should be having intimacy with both the Father and the Son. Then let's go a little bit further now. We're going to go into getting a greater understanding of the Father, the Omega. Greater. The word greater is highlighted if you're following my notes here. And believe it or not, we're breaking down here to where we're getting clarity. And we're getting an understanding, but God really wants us to utilize this. He's breaking it down for us. He's given us, I mean, an easy, easy win, a consistent win. Anytime there's been manifestation in your life, and I don't care what it was by the endorsement of the Father. It was by the endorsement of the Father. The Father is the one that is bringing endorsement to any breakthrough that you've really had. If you've had a post experience where there was breakthrough that took place, you might not have known it. You might not had an awareness of it, but you ended up in fellowship with the Father. And then manifestation was taking place. But God wants you to have an understanding of this and us to have an understanding of this on an every time basis, that we understand where our fellowship is going. That we have a maturity about it, and that we become no more children tossed to and fro.
Amen.
But we grow up now. We grow up and we got an understanding of how the triune God is working. And how does the Holy Spirit work into this? He's the one that completely justifies both the Son and the Father. He's the one that is endorsed to quicken you while you're hearing. He's a quickening power. He brings an understanding. He's the one that turns the light on inside your spirit as Jesus is speaking to you and giving you rhema. The Holy Spirit is the one that's causing you to quicken. He's causing life to come in the rhema word. So now he justifies the ministry of the Alpha. Then he'll justify the ministry of Omega. Omega will then speak after you've spoken to him and you've convinced or you've conversed with him and fellowship with him about what Alpha has said to you. I'm telling you, as you go in and you start to just say, Father, I heard the word of your Son. I heard what you had in store for me from the beginning. I heard what he said and how I can do better and how I can come up in this. And I heard him. Then what happens is the Father says to the Holy Spirit, I endorse it. Bring manifestation. Bring deliverance. Bring his healing. Bring her breakthrough. Bring it. So now the Holy Spirit, so in essence, you're really fellowshipping with all three. The Holy Spirit is just the one that's silent, but he's right there doing what he's been called and been created to do. So now, but the Father, now we'll get a greater understanding of the Father. In John 14 and 28, because this is the side of the fellowship at the post, or this is the side of the post experience that we've been missing, but God is filling it now. He's causing us to be complete. There's nobody under the sound of my voice. Listen to me, and I feel this strongly. Nobody under the sound of my voice is on this line is not that will not walk in manifestation. You will walk in God's manifest glory. He's going to manifest his opinion to the point where it comes to pass. There's nobody under the sound of my voice that won't. In John 14 and 28, it says, you have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you loved me, you would rejoice, because I said I go unto the Father. For my Father is greater than I. For my Father is greater than I. The word greater, Jesus points it out. He says plainly, my Father is greater. It's used of intensity. And its degrees. With great effort, it means of the affections and emotions of the mind, of natural events powerfully affecting the senses. He's violent, he's more violent, he's mighty, strong. It means persons eminent for ability. There it is, eminent for ability. He has the virtue, he has all authority. Power, and this is one that I really liked. It means of great weight. The great weight, that's the side that he's been trying to explain to us, that there'll be a weightier when he steps on the scene in your fellowship and you're there with him. It will get more weighty. Oh, glory be to God. It will shift. It'll shift, and the weight of the fellowship will become greater. You're right at the brink of God manifesting in your life. The very thing that Jesus has been ministering to your life. It gets really weighty in that fellowship. It steps into another dimension. In fact, one of the definitions, and I should have taken the note of it, means another dimension. Greater, in another dimension. You come into a different dimension under the fellowship with the Omega. And it's rightfully so. Jesus said, the words that I speak there, they're not my words. No, they're not mine. And the words that I speak, it will be the Father that doeth the works. The words I'm speaking will become works. You'll step into another dimension. You'll step into his eminent ability. He's got greater dimension, meaning he's going to endorse it. Listen, people of God, don't think it be strange now. Every miracle Jesus did, he was endorsed by the Father to do it. Every miracle. Jesus never performed a miracle outside of the Father. But now Jesus is saying, I need for you to know him so that these miracles you're looking for can be and will be endorsed. I can't just do them for you without you knowing him. You got to know where it's coming from. You got to know that Omega is bringing results, that I am Alpha and Omega. I'm going to show you the side of Omega, God the Father. But I can't perform the things you want me to perform until you know where the source of glory is coming from. We're disciples here. This mystery is being unraveled. He said, I will reveal him to whom I will. If he chooses to reveal the Father, guess what? He's choosing to bring miracles, signs, and wonders into your life. He's choosing to reveal the manifest glory of God. We can't be a church without Amen. A revelation of the Father. We can't be that church. We can't step into the realm of authentic faith outside of the revelation of who the Father is. Jesus said, he's greater than I. That's why he told him, if you really knew, if you really loved me, you would rejoice. In other words, that word love there, he's really saying, if you really are enveloped with me, you would understand why you would be rejoicing that I'm going to the Father. Why? Because now you will be able to walk in all of the manifest glory, because I'm going back to where it all came from. I'm finishing the work here so that I can bring you to my Father. Oh, glory be to God. I'm finishing up here and I'm about to ascend to the place where fellowship can be complete, where these experiences of the kingdom can come. You'd rejoice. I'm sending another comforter, the one that brings forth manifestation after the endorsement of my Father. You'd rejoice if you understood this. You'd rejoice if you were really a part of me. You would rejoice, for my Father is greater than I. In other words, it's going to get intense. His emotions and affections run deep. He's the one that's going to affect the senses on a whole nother level, because fellowship's going to be complete. He's mighty. He's strong. He's eminent for his abilities. He's got greater authority, greater power, great weight. It's really me in a complete way. It's where I can pour out in his person all things unto you. My goodness, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. So when we fellowship with the Father, it becomes more weighty. The atmosphere itself will become more weighty. We are at the place of manifestation. The weight of his glory, his opinion is about to manifest. Jesus is conveying it. He's giving you his opinion. He's giving you the Father's point of view. But the Father himself is going to manifest it. Somebody say amen.
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 In John chapter 10, verses 27 through 30, it says here, my sheep hear my voice. I know them, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Now, this thing really blew up in my spirit. It really, 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 I mean, blew up in my spirit. I really get an understanding of what Jesus is saying. Jesus said that no man can pluck them out of my hand. Then he says, my Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. So now, in the place of hearing, we're stabilized there. We're stabilized because Jesus' ministry is to cause us to hear. And so because we're hearing, we're stabilized. We really are. We're really blessed. And it causes us to get and to run into the rhema. It causes us to run into rhema. And I see that. So we're blessed. We're hearers. But then he says, and my Father who gave them to me is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father. Now, if we can't get plucked out of Jesus's hand, why should we even worry about being plucked out of the Father's hand? Mm-hmm. Well, because it speaks of another dimension. Watch this now. It speaks of glory be to God. It speaks of another dimension. Once again, we see them being distinct, but yet one. This really points to the fact that we have to have fellowship with God the Son and God the Father. In order to get protection from the Son and the Father, we must experience them both. Now watch this. In the place of manifestation, you got to see it for what it's really, 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 really worth and what it's really being said. We're in the hand of the Lord. We can't come out. How do I get into the hand of the Father? I get into the hand of the Father through manifestation. Watch this. I can be hearing in the earth realm what Jesus is saying, but seeking for manifestation in other ways. Did you hear that? I can be hearing and I'm in the hand of the Lord and I run to my hearing. It brings me into a place with Jesus. It absolutely does. But then there's a hand waiting for me in another place, in a place where manifestation comes. The Father's hand. I will never be plucked out of my Father's hand. I'll never move from the place of where I know Omega is. I won't look for results anywhere else. I'm already on lock with my ears. Now Amen. I'm going to be on lock with my eyes and how I see things come to pass in my life. My ears are on lock because I hear what the Lord is saying. But the Father wants to put my eyes on lock. That I see the manifestation by way of the Father. Now I'm being protected both in my ear and my eyes. Watch this. It says to be in the hands of the Father, we must be in position to see the Rhema word come to pass. This will keep us in the hands of both the Son and the Father. So now my ears are His. But because I haven't seen the manifestation of what I've been hearing, I'm not really covered and fully protected in how I succeed in life. Does anybody understand what I'm saying?
Amen. Amen.
So now watch. In order to have the Father's protection, in order to get into the Father's hand, I come into the hand of Christ and I'm protected by the hand of Christ because my hearing is there. But then Jesus goes on to talk about getting into the hand of the Father because He's greater than all. And so now by understanding this, it means that now, okay, Jesus, you've gotten my attention. Everybody on this line, He's got your attention in hearing. So you're governed by what you hear. But God is saying, I want to doubly protect you by what you see and what you hear.
Amen.
I want you to see by my Father's hand. I want you to experience manifestation by my Father's hand.
Amen.
That way
Amen.
I protect those areas that are supposed to be housing this rhema. I need you to see it come to pass, and then you'll land in my Father's hand.
Amen.
I've got you hearing now, and you're in my hand. But I'll get you into the mode of seeing, and you'll be in my Father's hand. The eyes, remember this old scripture? The eyes and the ears, they are both alike one unto another. Remember that?
Yes, amen.
Amen? So now, my ears and my eyes must align. My ears are in the hand of the Lord, so to speak. I'm protected because my ears are at attention. But now my eyes must be at attention as I meet with Omega and He brings results. Now I'm in the hands. Nothing is going to move me. There'll be no compromise. There'll be nothing that moves me. Why? Because my eyes now are focused in. My eyes are now, they're in His palm.
Amen.
Because I get all my sustenance from the Father. I'm in His hand now. Nothing will draw me out. So I go in the hand of the Son.
Amen.
And I land in the hand of the Father. And the Father's ministry is to cause me to see. When I begin to see, watch this, people of God, and you know it's the truth. When you start to see and you start to experience the ministry of the Father, the ministry of Omega, you won't ever leave His side again. When you begin to see His glory coming into your life, you won't ever leave His side. Just like you're hearing His glory through the person of Jesus the Son. Now you're hearing and you're never going to leave His side. You're addicted to what He's got. You're in His hand.
Amen.
Now the Father wants to step in and bring you in His hand. And you got the fullness of the Godhead. You're in the fullness of His hands. It's a wonderful thing to have been brought in by hearing. Because we are an addicted people to the Rhema word of God. But God is saying now in this season and learning authentic faith, I want you not just to hear, but see my word come to pass. through Alpha and Omega Fellowship at the post. You'll be in the hand of both the Father and the Son. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. You see there? I and my Father are one. So God wants to wrap his total hand around you. You're guaranteed eternal life because you hear. That's a wonderful thing. But now he wants to guarantee you a life and life more abundantly. And wrap his hand around you. You've got the one, but now he's saying, let me show you my glory here in the earth. Let me show you you're in the hand of my Father. Nothing will persuade you ever again. Nothing. You won't have to go up and down. One minute you're on point because you're hearing. But then it's the lack of seeing that causes you to kind of sway. But then you hear again and you're back again. But you're going through this maze, or you're going through this around the same bush over and over again of just hearing it. It perks you up, and then all of a sudden you don't see. So it kind of, you go down, then you come up, then you go down, then you come up. Yeah, you're still in his hand. But now when you start to see, my goodness, you'll be in the hand of both the Father and the Son. And boy, no man's going to pluck you out from there. He's greater. No more hit and miss. No more up and down. What causes us to sway left and right oftentimes is not seeing what we've been hearing. We need to get into the Father's hand now, too. That's all I'm saying. We need to get into his hand. We need to see Omega's results in our lives. So now we see them being distinct, but yet one. This really points to the fact that we have to have fellowship with God the Son and God the Father. In order to get protection from the Son and the Father, we must experience them both. To be in the hands of the Son, we must be in position to hear the Rhema word. To be in the hands of the Father, we must be in position to see the Rhema word come to pass. This will keep us in the hands of both the Son and the Father. Double protection, never being moved. That speaks to me of a bidirectional blessing of salvation and success. And success. The hand of the Father brings us into success. The hand of hearing the Son brings us into salvation. But then the Father manifests that very thing.
Amen.
And we are doubly protected. We are doubly blessed. We can't be hearers alone any longer. So God is revealing true fellowship at the post. He's revealing how to fellowship with the Father and the Son and see the fullness of the Godhead function in our life. He's been waiting for this. He's been waiting for a people that he could reveal the Father to. He told us that a couple of years ago. He's been waiting for a people that would rise up and that would really come in to true and authentic faith and true and authentic word. And that's us. We've been blessed to be positioned to know him like this. For if you know the Son, you should have known the Father too. In other words, there's not a time where the Son should speak to us where the Father doesn't come in to bring forth manifestation. If the word is coming, the Bible says, the truth that you hear, so shall you abide. That speaks of both their ministries. We'll live there in the truth because the Father manifests what the Son is saying. And so therefore, we're going to experience God in his totality. We're going to experience him. Whatever deficit, whatever things you got going on that are not moving in the way that you really want them to, as you're going to the post and hearing about it, as you're seeing it with your ears, okay. Stay there long enough so you can see it with your eyes. Don't move until he brings forth manifestation. That's the way it's supposed to be. You can go into the Father and say, I just knew the Son. I just had intimacy with my Lord Jesus. He revealed some things to me. And now I'm coming into your chamber for you to bring forth your Omega. Bring forth my results now. All of my being says amen to what I heard. Now, Father, bring forth the works. Bring forth said breakthrough. Bring forth my next level. Bring it forth, Master. Manifest it, Father. Manifest your opinion, your point of view. There has to be fellowship with him. There has to be. And they'll be glorified together, both of them. I tell you, all the triune God will be glorified. But you got to be more mature. You got to be more in control. You got to be more patient in the fellowship. This is our faith life. This is our faith life. Jesus, we bless you. Jesus, we bless you. Come on, lift those hands, everybody that's on the line. Lift those hands before the Lord. There's an anointing here. There's an anointing. And I feel like the Father is ready to endorse. He's ready to release and endorse right now. Right now, some of you have stepped into the presence of your Father. He wants to be your transmitter today. He wants to be your generator. He wants to be the one that will endorse this very word you're hearing. He wants to endorse your breakthrough. He wants to. It's his good pleasure that he releases it to you. And this was the purpose of the ministry of Jesus, to bring you to his Father, that you might have fellowship with him. He said, I tell you, I'm not going to pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you, because you have believed that I came out from him. Now you have access, because you have believed in the very words that I've said to you. I've made known all that the Father has made known unto me. Now I can release in you. I can release. I can release you over to him and release in you the very words I've spoke, so you can speak them to him yourself and watch him do the works on your behalf. Just watch him. Think of a post experience right now, if you're under the sound of my voice. Think of an instruction that God gave you at the post. That the Lord Jesus gave you at the post. Think of one instruction. Now I want you to take that one, and I want you right this very right now to take it to the Father. Take it to the Father. You're already at his feet. You're already there. Now take what you've heard. Take what you've heard. And ask the Father to bring forth manifestation in it. Bring it to pass, Father. We've heard instruction. We've heard you, Lord. But Father, bring it to pass. Bring it to pass, Father. And help us never to lose awareness of you again. It's a different level of security here, with both the Father and the Son. It's a different level of even confidence, knowing that things are going to get done. Lord, we thank you for your ministry of the word to us. And Father, we thank you for the works ministry in which you do. We thank you for being a good Father, taking care of us, your children. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. In the temperament of our Lord, we thank you. In the character of our Lord, we thank you, Father, for removing every burden and destroying every yoke. We thank you, Father, for the breakthroughs, for the manifestation of deliverance. We thank you, Father, tearing down the walls of our enemy and for resurrecting, Lord God, the walls of your kingdom. We thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Elder Allison said, let's see the endorsements. Mm-hmm. TGM, Omega Fellowship. Yes, Lord. Kurt says, amen. Elder Donna says, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Amen, amen. Joshua Watts says, amen. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Elder Donna says, bless the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Alpha and Omega. Joshua Watts says, amen. Dee Dee says, amen. Come on. Don't become despondent in the place of the post. Don't become reckless and as a person that doesn't know what he's doing. You're not beating the air with your fist. You understand what you're doing there. You understand how it works and how it works for him. You understand the fullness of true fellowship and how to really live by faith. Just remember this. Jesus never performed a miracle without God the Father. He said, I always do what you say. Now we're blessed because he's teaching us what the word of the Father is, so the Father can do the works. Both word and works belong to him. He made Jesus Lord over that word, though. But these are the words of our Father. That's all I got for you today.